All right, Hunter Lawrence, second moto strong. That was a really cool race in the second moto. First moto, you said on the podium, yeah, you had no tear-offs, your fork guard was flying out, you had a clutch problem. First moto was a little rough.
Yeah, it was a little hectic for sure. It was not exactly how we planned, so I was pretty livid after the first moto, just knowing, similar to how we left it at Unadilla, you know, like my front brake thing just getting jacked up, and the rotor was like shaving metal off the caliper, so there was nothing I can do again out of my hands. And then to have something similar to that, I was just like, fuck, man, like, come on, like, I'm not able to do what I can do, you know. So it was good to have just, you know, better start in the second one, and then just a clean motor with no issues that were holding me back. So I'm happy about that.
Do you like this place? What do you think of Buds Creek?
It's cool. It's a good track. I like the track's layout, that it's so unique to this landscape. It's always hot as balls because there's just no wind. It's in a hole. There's no wind, nothing. But it's good. Yeah. I like it.
You know what? When you think about your front, this is what I was thinking about when it came to Carmichael the other day. I was doing something on Carmichael. You go through 24 motos, and these guys that, you know, never off the box or never have a problem. And then, you know, you just had a front brake problem and a clutch problem. And it's not anybody's fault. It's motocross. But it's insane to go through 24 motos and not have an issue like some guys do.
Dude, it is. And it's like anyone that says you don't need a bit of luck to win a championship, they're full of it. Because, I mean, dude, you have to. Like, you know, some things have to click and go your way. How many times have you seen in a championship fight where the guy doesn't get a good start, a few dudes crash up front, and boom, he's in top three. And you're like, oh man, didn't that work out good, you know? So, yeah, but nonetheless,
it's 24 motos and shit happens.
Dude, it's shit happens indeed. So it's our sport, part of it, the lows and highs, you know, you got to ride them all.
Bummed that you guys aren't going to Destinations. I think that's public. It's public? Can we talk about
it? I'm not sure.
Okay,
just
maybe.
Check with Myrtle, but
I think it is public. Okay. Bummed. That sucks. You know, shit happens, and you guys were going to be a really, really great team.
Yeah, it is sucks. You know, if it was in our control and it was just up to me and Jet, we'd be going 100%, you know. So it's, yeah, bummer for sure. I mean, it's one of the coolest events, you know, even though the GP guys are tired, we're tired. We've all had long seasons. It's still, we're like, you know, when we're there on the weekend, we're like, fuck yeah, you know, Nations is sick. So it is a bummer that it's, you know, in the middle of those guys' season, or not in the middle, but they've got 8 GPs in a row after. Like, mate, we got 5 races in a row now, and I know what people think of that, you know, like, they're moaning about it. So, dude, imagine doing 8 Grand Prix all over the world. So,
and, you know, like, Matterly, your battles with Zach, I mean, in a worldwide stage, that really put, we knew you were good. You were second in the world, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But that kind of elevates, you know, yourself, a guy
for
like
sure.
Here.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, like, it would have been awesome to go back with Jet for a Nations team. Like, I won the Nations there. And, dude, would have been awesome. Like, it just everything about it was, I was looking so forward to it, dude. Like, I missed one of my best mate who mechanic for me, Reese. He's getting married, and he put his wedding on the weekend before Motocross of Nations so I can come. I was going to be his best man, and now I can't make it. So that sucks. Like, Cynthia's not seen her family in, like, close to 2 years. I got friends and you know, like, family there that I miss dearly, and it's tough, you know. So I mean, it's just, and I'm not trying to sound like poor me, but it's everyone's dealing with it, dude. Everyone's dealing with the same shit, so it's just a bummer.
Sucks, man. Well, hey, good job today in second moto for sure, and we're going on to Indiana. Do you like that place?
I love it. Love it. I hope to see the monkey there.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I want to see the monkey. I missed it last time we raced there. He wasn't there, so I want to see the monkey, Remy.
You know his name?
Yeah, I know his name. I follow him on Instagram.
Oh, I didn't know. I met the monkey, but I didn't.
That's one pet I would freaking love to have, is a monkey.
All right. Fair enough. Thanks, man.
Thanks.